天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们平安，很高兴我们在天路导向又相见了。我是主持人何晨星。朋友，你是否觉得你生命中有很多的老我去不掉呢？每次都下决心要改掉这些坏习惯，不久之后又开始重蹈覆辙了。那我们怎样才能对付自己的老我呢？麦克牧师今天继续透过亚伯拉罕的生平、以撒和以实玛利冲突来告知我们如何对付我们生命中的壁垒。让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Welcome, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a delight for us to know that you have joined us again.
很高兴你能再一次收听我们的节目。
And for those of you who have joined us for the first time, we are drawing to a close of the study in the life of Abraham in the book of Genesis.
如果你是第一次收听这个节目，我们正讲到《创世纪》有关亚伯拉罕生平的最后部分。
Abraham and Sarah.had a child when they were nearly 190 years of age.
亚伯拉罕差不多100岁时和他90岁的妻子撒拉生了一个儿子。
This child was named Isaac.
他们给他起名叫以撒。
Abraham also had an older son with his wife Hagar.
亚伯拉罕还有一个大儿子，是他妻子的婢女夏甲跟他生的。
This first son was Ishmael.
大儿子叫以实玛利。
And for a long time, Abraham thought that Ishmael was the son that God had promised him.
一直以来，亚伯拉罕都以为以实玛利就是神应许要给他的儿子。
However, God kept his promise to Abraham and Sarah, and they gave birth to Isaac when Ishmael was 13 years old.
然而，当以实玛利13岁时，神照着他对亚伯拉罕和撒拉的应许，使他们生下了以撒。
From the center of his father's attention, Ishmael was thrust into sibling rivalry, and he resented Isaac.
以实玛利本来受着父亲的宠爱，现在突然多了个弟弟和他争宠，所以他恨死了以撒。
This resentment comes to a head when Isaac was about 5 years old.
当以撒大约五岁时，这股恨意达到了顶点。
And I left you in the last program telling you that this resentment represents spiritual truth.
上次节目里我提过，这种憎恨具有属灵的含义。
It symbolizes the conflict in the Christian life.
是象征着基督徒生命里的冲突。
And now it is time for us to look at this important truth in more details.
现在让我们仔细来看看这个重要的真理。
If Isaac represents salvation by grace, Ishmael represents the strongholds of sin and salvation by works.
以撒代表靠恩典得救，而以实玛利代表罪恶的势力和靠行为得救。
Paul tells us so in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17.
保罗在加拉太书第五章十七节里说，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Strongholds in life of a Christian is like Ishmael in the life of Abraham.
基督徒生命里的恶势力就好像亚伯拉罕生命里的以实玛利一样。
Christians need to deal with them.
基督徒需要好好的面对并且处理。
Know how to be freed from these strongholds.
要懂得如何从罪恶的势力中逃脱出来。
In verse 10, when Sarah detected Ishmael's resentment, she said to Abraham the following.
在创世纪21章第十节，撒拉察觉到以实玛利的敌意，就对亚伯拉罕说，
Drive out this maid and her son, for the son of this maid will not be an heir with my son.
你把这使女和她儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。
And here we see once again domestic tranquility is shattered.
在这里我们再次看见一个家庭的和谐被粉碎。
The work of the flesh will always be accompanied by strife.
凭血气所做的往往带来斗争。
Past sins that are not dealt with will always raise its ugly heads.
若不对付过去所犯的罪，这罪迟早会暴露出狰狞的面貌。
The Greek word for stronghold means a hard place.
在希腊文里，营垒这个字是指一个强硬的地方。
In our minds, there are strongholds or command posts from which the enemy works in the surrounding area.
在我们心中，往往有些顽固的罪恶，正是敌人用来攻击我们的要塞或据点。
The enemy uses these command posts to disturb our peace.
敌人利用这些据点来搅扰我们的安宁。
The enemy uses these command posts to stunt our spiritual growth.
敌人利用这些据点来阻碍我们灵命成长。
The enemy uses these command posts to hassle us and harass us.
敌人利用这些据点来混乱并折磨我们。
The enemy uses these command posts to keep us spiritually off balance.
敌人利用这些据点使我们灵性失去平衡。
And that is why Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章二十七节说，
Do not give the devil a foothold.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Meaning that Christians can and do give places to the devil.
他就是要指出基督徒有时让魔鬼有机可乘。
These strongholds in our lives, whether they are lying or cheating or an addiction or holding of a grudge,
我们生命中这些顽劣的据点，或是说谎、欺骗、癖好或心中的怨恨，
whether they are bitterness or fear or lust,
或是苦毒、恐惧或色欲，
or condemnation or selfish ambition,
或是批评、论断或自私自利。
Whatever they may be,
无论是什么，
these strongholds are gateways for the devil to come in and set up a camp.
这些劣根性就成为魔鬼进来杂营的入口。
Ishmael represented a stronghold of disobedience.
以实玛利代表不顺服的据点。
My listening friends, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心地听着。
It is not shameful to have a stronghold in your life.
在你的生命中有这样的据点并不可耻。
We all have to deal with them.
但是我们需要好好的去处理。
It will be shame if you keep these strongholds in your life.
如果你让这些据点继续存在你的生命中，就要成为你的耻辱了。
All Christians have some form of strongholds in their lives.
所有基督徒的生命中都会有一些据点。
And the difference between those who live in victory and those who live in defeat.
然而有些人可以过得胜的生活，有些人却会失败，他们是有分别的。
It is not that some Christians are stronger than others.
这并不是说有些基督徒比其他人强。
It is not because some Christians are better than others.
也不是因为有些基督徒比其他人好。
But those who experience victory are those who have learned to name the strongholds in their lives and are willing to call upon the name of Jesus to deliver them from these strongholds.
这些人可以得胜，是因为他们认得出自己生命中的劣根性，又愿意求告主耶稣的名，拯救他们脱离恶势力。
Those who keep the strongholds in the closet, as it were, for whatever reason, have fallen prey to the lies of the devil.
但那些为了某种原因而保留罪性的人， 就要跌进魔鬼所设的陷阱里。
And they will continue to live in defeat.
而且他们将一直活在失败里。
If the devil can keep you in shame and embarrassment,
如果魔鬼使你不断地感到羞耻和窘迫，
then he will be successful in keeping you defeated all the time.
他就能使你一败涂地。
And this is why Jesus said,
所以主耶稣说，
that the truth will set you free.
真理使你自由。
Notice he did not say that knowledge of the truth, but submission to the truth.
请留心，主并不是说真理的知识使你自由，而是要顺服真理。
Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6,
保罗在哥林多后书第十章三到六节说，
We can pull down these strongholds.
我们可以攻破坚固的营垒。
Every time they try to nest in your hearts and minds, we can toss them out by the power of the truth.
每当罪恶想要侵占我们的心灵和意志时，我们可以靠着真理的力量驱逐他们。
Here's what Paul tells us.
保罗这么说。
We are not to try to demolish these strongholds in the flesh.
我们不是凭血气来拆毁这些罪恶的营垒。
All methods of the world will not work. Why?
所有属世的方法都行不通，为什么呢？
Because our spiritual weapons of warfare are mighty enough to do the job.
因为属灵的武器已足够对付了。
These spiritual weapons that are available to us,
我们可以得到这些属灵的武器。
And they can cast down imagination.
他们可以打破幻想。
And they can pull down high things.
他们可以攻倒那些自高自大的事。
And they can bring our thoughts captive to Christ.
他们可以转移我们的思想，专注在基督身上。
God has given us legal weapons by which we can fight and win.
神已将合法的武器赐给我们去征战，并且得胜。
And Revelation 12:11 tells us,
启示录十二章十一节说，
that by the blood of the Lamb and by the word,
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
The light of the word of God can help you expose the dark strongholds.
神话语的光辉能够帮助你将黑暗的营垒揭发出来。
The truth of the word of God can help you pull down these strongholds.
神话语的真理能够帮助你摧毁这些营垒。
The power of the word of God can dispose of the strongholds.
神话语的能力能够消除这些营垒。
The heartache that Ishmael caused Abraham was not what God intended for Abraham.
以实玛利并不是神要赐给亚伯拉罕的，结果它形成了亚伯拉罕的心腹大患。
This was the sorrow wrought by the work of the flesh.
这就是凭血气做事的苦果。
This was the misery that was the result of his action independent of the Lord.
这是他脱离神的旨意，一意孤行所造成的悲剧。
One last thought from chapter 21 before I get back to the deliverance from strongholds.
在我回头讲如何从营垒解脱出来之前，创世纪二十一章还给了我们一个启发。
The fruit of the flesh will always end up in a relationship with the world.
凭血气所结的果子往往带来属世的缠累。
Ishmael was the fruit of the flesh.
以实玛利是凭血气所结的果子。
Ishmael, the product of what happened when Abraham tried to bypass God, ends up going to Egypt for a wife.
亚伯拉罕违背神的旨意，生下了以实玛利。这以实玛利后来娶了个埃及人为妻。
Remember that Egypt for Abraham represented going away from the will of God.
你还记得吗？埃及代表着亚伯拉罕远离神的旨意。
Egypt for Lot represented the enticement and the seduction of materialism.
埃及代表着物质主义对罗德的诱惑。
Now from Egypt, a marriage partner for Ishmael is found.
如今以实玛利娶了埃及女子为妻。
I have to tell you at the outset, the complete and final liberation will come only when we meet Jesus face to face.
我必须告诉你，从一开始我们就要知道，只有在和主耶稣面对面时，才能得到完全和最终的自由。
But here and now, God has given us some ways by which we can experience victory.
然而在目前这一刻，神也给了我们一些得胜的方法。
Just think with me for a minute.
请跟着我一块儿想一想。
When you walk into a dark room, fear and apprehension and anxiety are natural feelings.
当你走进漆黑的房间，自然会感到恐惧、担忧和焦虑。
But when you flip the on switch on the wall, fear is reversed.
但当你开了灯，就不再害怕了。
Letting the Word of God exposes what you have come to believe to be impossible to overcome.
就让神的话光照你，显示出那些你自以为不可能胜过的挣扎。
Letting the Word of God exposes what you consider impossible to get rid of from your life.
就让神的话光照你，显示出那些你自以为不可能脱离的生活恶习。
That is the first step.
这是第一步。
And as you expose to the Word of God,
当你被神的话语光照时，
what you have come to accept as powerful bondage becomes flimsy and weak.
你会发觉那些缠绕你的力量变得薄弱。
But exposure is only part of the process.
然而被神的话语光照还只是过程的一部分。
Any belief system which opposes faith and causes bondage of any kind is a lie that has to go.
任何一种想法如果是违背信仰又带来束缚的话，这想法就是一个谎言，必须消除。
But the truth is,
但是事实上，
and victory is yours.
胜利是属于你的。
If you believe the lie that says, because you have failed, therefore you are a failure.
有个谎言说，你曾经失败过，你就永远是个失败者。
The truth is,
事实上，
though you have failed, you have been redeemed from the curse, and you can do all things through Christ who continuously strengthens you.
虽然你曾经失败过，但你已借着基督得到拯救，解除了咒诅，他必赐你力量得胜。
Whatever your stronghold may be, whatever bondage is holding you down today,
今天无论有什么势力囚禁着你，
you can defeat it and have victory over it today.
今天你就能胜过它。
You can pull it down and demolish it today.
今天你就能摧毁它。
You can destroy it and discard it today.
今天你就能打败它，弃绝它。
Because Jesus willed it so.
因为主耶稣会帮助你。
And as we come before God, I want you to take a moment and express the stronghold in your life.
现在让我们来到神的面前，请你指出你生命中的罪性的营垒。
Then I want you to take the sword of the Word of God and pull down the strongholds.
然后用神话语的宝剑攻破这些营垒。
And then write to us and tell us you have done so.
请你写信告诉我们你是这么做了。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
非常感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。从以实玛利与以撒之间的冲突，我们也学习到很好的属灵功课。我们每个人生命中都有某些顽劣的据点，比如说说谎、欺骗、癖好、怨恨、苦毒、恐惧、色欲等等，靠我们自己的血气是不能完全胜过的。只有靠耶稣的宝血，靠着神的话不断地来更新我们。每当罪恶想要侵占我们的心灵和意志时，我们可以靠着真理的力量来驱逐他们。希望听众朋友们用神的话语的宝剑来攻破这些营垒，过得胜的生活。
拯救，你是我患难中 主，众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，你必围绕我到永远。主你是我力量，主你是我高台，坚固磐石我心靠你必不动摇。主你是我力量，主你是必
亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友 .net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友 .net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
己不配，许多声音令我羞愧，但你却对我说，你从不曾要求我完美，完美是自己给的累赘。过去想法被一一破碎，你看我竟是如此特别，你要我用你的誓言看待你所给我的一切，才知道我是你心肝宝贝。是主耶稣宝血洗去我中罪孽，是我到你面前得以坦然无畏。是主耶稣宝血将你我重新连，是我到你面前。